name is Katia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for David Roberts, D-A-V-I-D-R-O-B-E-R-T-S. This dictation was done on October 6th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has remained stable with a BUN of 18 from 29, creatinine of 1.7 from 1.6, and a GFR of 41 from 41. There is no urinalysis available to assess for activity in the urinary sediment, period. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The urine protein to creatinine ratio is only 45 milligrams, period. However, the patient does report difficulty starting his urine stream, and the feeling of incomplete emptying, period. He also reports nocturia a couple times a night. We will order a PSA and a post-void pelvic ultrasound for further evaluation and to rule out obstructive uropathy, period. The patient states he was taking Flomax at one time, but discontinued it. We restarted him on Flomax and will reassess at the next visit, period. If there is evidence of obstructive uropathy, the patient may need to follow up with a urologist for further evaluation, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 139 over 73, period. He has lost 23 pounds since the last visit due to portion control and following the recommended diet, period. He is euvolemic, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 5.7%, period. He had stopped taking the Ozempic 2 months ago because he ran out. Period. Continue with the current diabetic regimen and diet. Next line, hyperlipidemia with mildly elevated triglyceride levels, period. The rest of the lipid panel was within normal limits. We recommend a diet low in cholesterol and fat, period. Continue with the current regimen, period. Next line, BPH. As per number one, PSA is ordered and post-void pelvic ultrasound ordered to rule out obstructive uropathy. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 6.6. Continue with the allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. Period. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 33.8. He has lost 23 pounds and weighs 222 pounds today. We encourage continuation of recommended diet period. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks to review the PSA and post-void pelvic ultrasound results, period. And